Young Explorer Presentation, Listening Practice. Okay, everyone. We are making a presentation about the country Arnapagusa. Here is a map of Arnapagusa. Can everyone see our map? I will explain what we will cover in our report. First, Gustavo will talk about the geography and landforms of our country. Second, Narong will describe the farming and foods of the country. Third, Pavel will talk about the sports and recreation. And finally, Salima will end the report by explaining how the geography of the island influences everything, including things like foods and sports. I hope you like our report.
First, I will explain the geography of this island. Do you see on the map that Arnapagusa has water all around it? It is an island. At the northern part of this island, you can see some high mountains. The two highest mountains are Mount Levap and Mount Nar. Both are covered with ice all of the time. Flowing out of the mountains are two rivers. One goes north and the other goes south. See? The southern river is the bigger one. It's called the Ria River. It flows into this lake called Lake Zal. Then it flows onto the ocean. Down here in the south, you can see a big volcano called Mount Stavo.
Next, I would like to explain the farming and the popular foods of this island country. There are lots of very healthy foods, like corn, beans, and yams. The most popular food is wabo, a purple plant that grows in water, like rice does. But wabo is bigger than rice. The favorite drink is lappi. People drink lappi all the time, and they have a saying, lappi makes you happy. The favorite meat is fish. The people don't eat beef or chicken, they just eat fish. That's because water is everywhere on Arnapagusa.
Thank you, Narong. The next topic is sports and recreation. There are many holidays on Arnapagusa. The biggest holiday is Arnapagusa Day. This holiday celebrates the founding of the country. Everyone plays a sport called recos, which is like basketball and football. They kick a ball into a basket that hangs from a pole, and they can use only their feet. It sounds like fun. The people have some religious holidays, too. A big holiday is Sesam. This day celebrates Moses as a baby, you know, when he was pulled from a small boat on the Nile. On this holiday, people put babies on boats and race them down the Ria River. Well, most of the babies are dolls, but you get the idea. And when a boy turns 11 years old, he must hike by himself to the top of the volcano, drinking just a bottle of lappy juice. I love the sports and games on Arnapagusa.
Finally, I would like to talk about how the landforms have an influence on everything. The soil is very rich, so farmers can grow foods like wabo. There is a lot of water, so people can drink juice and eat fish. These foods give people energy to play the games. The many mountains mean that hiking is a popular sport. So, as you can see, the geography of this island is very important in the lives of the people who live there. This is the end of our report. We hope you agree that Arnapagusa Island has a very interesting geography and culture. We invite you to come and visit anytime.